AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The U.S.-Canada trade war is deepening. Sources tell AP Canada will announce retaliatory tariffs Tuesday. Julie Walker reports that follows President Trump declaring Canadian leaders need to fall in line or they'll face far worse.
In a post threatening a 50% tariff on cars, auto parts, and steel starting next year, on top of the 50% he began imposing on $20 billion worth of Canadian goods Saturday. In response, Canada vowing to retaliate with its own 50% tariffs on U.S. goods, including steel, dairy, and clothing, starting September 8th. Vice President J.D. Vance dumping in Maine.
Canada allows itself to be used as a backdoor for Chinese goods.
We have all we need right here.
Prime Minister Mark Carney.
Building at home and diversifying our trade abroad, that's not Plan B. It's been our Plan A from the start.
I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. has announced new sanctions on Iran, warning other countries to sever financial ties. In Nevada, crews have 27% containment on that wildfire near Reno, and in Worcester, Massachusetts, remains found near a hospital are believed to be those of a woman sought in the killing of her police officer husband.
Observing a deceased body in the woods.
Worcester Police Chief Paul Saucier says a final ID was pending.
We believe this person to be Karen Solomon.
Kurt Solomon had served 31 years with the Worcester Police Department, while his wife Karen was the co-founder of First Help, a nonprofit that advocates for the mental health of first responders. She was seen on doorbell camera footage on August 18th, walking down the street just minutes after police found Kurt Solomon's body at the couple's house, mortally injured with a sharp object. Investigators say a handgun was found near Karen's body, and it was not a Worcester Police Service weapon.
We believe this case is a tragic murder-suicide.
Audio courtesy WCVB. I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. In Santa Clarita, California, don't be alarmed if you hear this.
The grunts and hoots come from the gibbon, one of the rarest and most critically endangered primates on Earth. And the Gibbon Conservation Center north of Los Angeles has been rescuing gibbons for more than 50 years. Director Gabby Scholar tries to explain when gibbons vocalize, like when they're playing, but she can't seem to get a word in edgewise.
There are different calls that have different meanings. So this is their territorial song, and it can change during the lifetime, like the young ones sing a female bird.
The center cares for about 40 gibbons across five species. Scholar's long-term goal is to raise more money to build larger enclosures and build an education center for visitors. I'm Donna Water.
More on this story at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.